Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 231 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and here for our show. Got some real bangers this week from the likes of Hammerfall, Saxon, Deathstrike, and Thou, to name but a few. But to kick things off after the explosive interview with Billy Milano online there the other week, putting everyone to the sword, here's SOD with United Forces.
Thank you.
And after SOD, that was Full of Hell with a new track from their new album. That one was called Knight's Oath, and it's from the Broken Sword, Rotten Shield album. Great stuff, that band still continue to put out great, great records. Not for the faint-hearted, of course, but well worth checking out. So let's take her down a notch or two. Saxon coming here later in the year, but I came across this one. It's an orchestrated version of Crusader from their 1983 album from the Unplugged and Strung Up, which I've never heard before, but I came across this and it sounds great. Thought I would share it with you. It's well worth a listen, and see you down in front, Saxon, in October, I think. And just keeping the Saxon theme going, that was Hammerfall with a track called Freedom from their new album, Avenged of Fallen, was like last year, I think. They supported Saxon over here, must be like 12 years ago or so. Maybe longer, 13 years. Always a great festival band. Their albums all sound a bit samey, but their early ones are really good, and that's a decent track off that new album. So I always like to inject a bit of glam into things, and these ones have popped out in my 7-inch Odyssey. So first up, we've got Love Hate with One More Round from the Black Out in the Red Room album.
Take it.
Following Love Hate, that was LA Guns from their period when it seemed to go, I think they were following the trends of the thrash thing or the grunge thing, just getting a bit heavier, and it's an album not talked about much. I think it had very limited circulation, and that was a track called Killing Machine. It was from the Vicious Circle album. So back to the death metal. Deathstrike, one of the early bands from America, Paul Speckmann, he went on to form Master. He's still like they're dishing it out, and this is a track from their EP, and this one's called Mangled Dehumanization.
Voodoo drums.
Following Deathstrike, that was Cathedral with Voodoo Fire from the Caravan Beyond Redemption album, an album that doesn't get talked about very much, but it's a good record. I picked it up a vinyl re-release off of there. It's a nice heavy cover and well pressed up for Eric. Took forever to come though. This and Eric are wild slow in their distro, which is unfortunate. So it's seen last week in Belfast, Eric Martin was playing as part of the Belar Rock, I can't remember the name of it, with Michael Monroe headlining. This is one of the very few tracks ever really grabbed me by Mr. Big, and this one's called Just Take My Heart from the Lean Into It album.
I'm
And keeping it down in that sort of soppy mode, which I do like now and again. That was Sammy Hagar with Give to Live. And I Never Say, from the I Never Say Goodbye album. Always see Sammy Hagar albums at record fairs. Who bought them in the first place? Like, I've never thought in my life of going to buy a Sammy Hagar album. A couple of singles, but I don't think I could sit through a whole album. So next up is Thy with Belt of Fire to Guide Me, Cloak of Night to Hide Me, from their split album with... totally escapes me who it was split with. No, it wasn't split. Talking nonsense. This is from the Peasant album, actually. Very heavy release schedule, you know. Stuff coming out all the time. Split singles. Impossible to collect. Played here once, I think, years ago in Lavery's. Missed it. Can't remember why. Seen him several times since. Absolute head-crushing stuff. Check this out.
Thank you.
Following on from there, that was Medulla Nocte with All Our Friends Are Dead, a band that used to play here regularly many years ago in the likes of Katie Daly's and Rosetta, Aunt Annie's, seen them up quite a few times over here. Vicious, vicious stuff. It was hardcore, bordering on grindcore, I thought, with a drummer who was just absolute, massive big guy, but the speed he could play at was insane. Just going back to the old sort of grunge era, Smashing Pumpkins, Cherub Rock from the Siamese Dreams, got a re-release as well. Very expensive, but it's a good album. It's probably the last great thing they've done. So anyway, Cherub Rock by Smashing Pumpkins. following Smashing Pumpkins, that was Mudhoney with Suck You Dry from Every Good Boy to Sir Fudge. Another band, Hot and Cold on, but they've got some great tracks, and that's one of the great ones, but well worth checking out live as well. There's a lot more weight to them live. So thanks again for listening, and I'm going to finish off this week with a cover version. Lucifer's Friend, Ride the Sky, and this is from the Simple Mind Condition album by Trouble, which was the last album done with Eric Wagner, and it's a really good cover, and it's a really good record. It doesn't get talked about much, and it's well worth checking out. But anyway, until next time, look after yourselves, and I'll see you. Bye.